Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Yay! What's up, boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's a Wednesday. It's hump day. Yay, yay. International superstar Zach D'Amico with me. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things. Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling pretty nice, boys.
You're dealing with stress a lot better lately.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I'm no, spiraling.
You would come in hot. You would come in a lot hotter than usual, considering the traffic you just dealt with.
Traffic, life, everything's just smacking me in the face right now.
We're all very balanced.
Yeah, what was that text message last night? Twitter message last night.
I'm fine. great show planned today. Incredible show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. Let's turn it up, boys. Saw the timing?
Yeah.
You know I'm in love him from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Gaines back on the show.
I appreciate you.
What's up, kid?
What's going on?
I thought you were the co-host of...
No. He heard that and did not like it.
Oh, he didn't like it?
Oh, he was very upset with me.
Well, he was upset with you?
Yeah. He's like, I think we should do the podcast. I was like, all right.
Hold on, wait a minute. Time out. What?
Did we get you fired from another podcast?
I got a message from him going.
Save it. We're going to do context here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the former co host of the Joe Matarese show, Chris Scopo, back on the show. What happened now? Sorry. So we had Scopo on, and Scopo told me that he was co hosting Joe Matarese's podcast.
I didn't tell anything. I just was like, he's like, you want to do it? I was like, yeah, I'll do a couple of them. He never formally asked me. He just was like, you want to do a couple? I was like, yeah, sure.
Right. Well, I thought you were the co-host, whatever it was. So I told Chris Scopo, and this wasn't even a knock, because Joe thinks I hate him now. Joe Matarese thinks I hate him.
Oh, he definitely does. Yeah, yeah. He's also a psychopath.
I'm sure he is a psychopath.
I remember Joe
from back in the day. He's a crazy guy.
I remember Joe from back in the day.
But I don't have any beef with him. I actually said on that show that I thought he was a funny stand-up. I always respected him as a stand-up. He's a pro, you know. All I said was that is a bad career move for you to be co-hosting Joe Matarese's podcast. That's psychotic. And I also said that Joe Matarese would also say that. He would admit that. And he would not admit that, apparently.
No.
He did not.
He was not happy.
What did he say?
I get a message like literally maybe like a month later.
A month later. Wow.
And I honestly, I think I did one more after. And I was like, whatever. Like, he's like, oh, can you do this day? I'm like, I can't. And he's like, I'll find somebody else. Cool. And then he goes, we had a gig. And he goes... He bumped me off the gig.
Oh, he fired you from the gig?
He had a gig.
I got you fired from the podcast and the gig.
He bumped me off. He made up some bullshit excuse. He's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a Jewish show.
You know what? You're right. Hold on. Pull up the drama llama. Thank you, Ganny for Perez in the Racist Live Chat. Or Ganny for Perez.
And I'm like,
drama llama's here. Hold on. Drama llama ding dong. So drama llama.
It's a drama llama.
So,
he's at the door.
He messaged me going, hey, that gig's not an Italian gig anymore. I go, okay, fine. Like, I didn't give a fuck. I heard you on Louis J. Gomez's podcast. Thanks.
He said the J, though?
Yeah.
All right, good.
He goes, thanks for defending me.
That was shady.
Wow.
And then he owed me money from another gig.
Yeah.
And he goes, how much did we say? And I wrote, and then he goes, how much did we say about the last gig? And I never responded to the Gomez thing. I just go, 250. And then he just responded, and then I never heard back from him. And then all of a sudden he started doing like other shows, and I was like, all right, fine, I don't care.
So that's that. But he never paid you?
He paid me for that one gig that I did, yeah. But they bumped me off the other one. And then I was like, fine, good.
That's it.
I think my even like Albany stopped doing the podcast with him up there because he's crazy.
How does a gig become un-Italian?
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly.
No more sauce.
He took all the sauce. He didn't think about the excuse before he had you on the phone. He was like, it's no longer an
Italian. I think it's a Jew gig now. It's a Jew gig.
Well, they're all Jew gigs. Let's get rid of it.
It's no longer an Italian gig. You can't do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's sad.
That's what my family calls comedy, Zach's Jew gig.
I was not trying to...
But honestly, you're right. Best camera room.
I was not trying to create any beef between you and Joe Matarese. I have no ill will towards Joe Matarese. I have nothing bad to say about the guy. I'm just saying that, you know, for all intents and purposes, he stinks.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
This is the best part. In a month from now, when this goes on for free, I'm getting another message.
Probably. But he knows what he is.
But he's too like...
I gotta say that I say that I stink all the time. If I stink, you stink, Joe. Come on. What are we saying here? I'm a legend.
He would say something and I'd be like, I don't know, man. What do you want to do? Like, he would say stuff. I'd be like, what are you talking about? You're what's wrong with you in the head?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
You know, guys, and y'all, comedy.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, more power. Joe, I know you're gonna see this just so you know.
Yeah, no, in a month from now when it's free.
I have no beef with you at all.
Shout out to Joe Matarese. I used to open for him at Rascals Comedy Club.
Hell yeah. You remember Rascals back in the day?
A long time ago. That's pretty cool.
That was the first place I think I was ever on the road.
Big J gave my first spot at Rascals.
Big J, with Big J, yeah. You know what the fuck's up. Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude. We have no beef with you, Joe Matarese. Give Scopo his fucking gigs back.
No, I don't want my gigs back.
No. I got this, dude. Get your gigs back, Scopo.
Get your Italian gigs
back. We're going to get those Italian gigs.
Get your gigs, Nikki.
Why don't we get Matarese on the show, Shannon, and we'll have him hash it out.
Hash it out.
Can we get Matarese on the show?
I'll try.
Yeah.
Hash it out. He hates me now, you think?
I don't think he's a fan of you. Or he'll come on here and he'll be like, I'm a fan of you, and just go after me.
That's just, it's making me feel bad because I genuinely wasn't trying to make him feel bad. But we, you know, I am a real ass dude. You got to call a spade here, you know.
People got to be a little more self-aware. Aware of their situation.
I mean, Dave Attell, every time he gets off stage, he goes, I stink, I'm a hack, I hate, like.
He's the best.
He's the best. Joe Matarese, you think you're better than Attell? What the fuck is wrong with you? You stink, dude. You know, you stink. Anyway,
that's fun.
Another thing happened, it bugged me. Ready? So he books me. He hits me up. He books me to do Governors with him.
Talk shit, Scopo.
I'm Long Island, right? Books me. He hits me up to open for him.
Okay.
2 days before.
Okay.
I go, hey buddy. He hits me up about something else. I go, cool. I'll see you this weekend. He goes, oh, I forgot. Yeah, they don't need you for the weekend. I go, I booked the weekend out. Like I didn't take any other gigs because of this.
Yeah, of course.
And he goes, oh, I feel bad. I'm really sorry about that. And I'm like, what?
And this was all, you think, in a response to this?
No. This is before. This is what really started to bug me about it. I'm like, how the fuck do you book me and then you forget to not book?
You
tell
are
me.
Forgettable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
I know.
But,
to be fair.
But when you
go
book
Mets.
Somebody else.
Go Mets.
When you book somebody else, you're usually like, oh, I didn't hit him up for the gig. He hit me up for the gig.
Okay. All right. Well, look, I'm just saying, I want to squash that beef. I don't want to be.
I'm ready, man.
Get Scopo back.
Podcast
on stage,
wars.
Get Scopo back on those shows, Joe. It's fine. Well, how about this? Well, I will say you're good. I will bless him, and I will say Joe Matarese doesn't stink if you give Scopo his job back.
Give Scopo his job back.
Oh my God, damn.
He canceled Scopo. Cancel culture.
I don't fucking cancel
damn,
Scopo.
Damn, dog. Damn, Joe Matarese perpetuating
Joe
cancel
Matarese.
Culture.
His dog leash.
Over
is
jokes.
He, is
like
he woke?
Over jokes.
Is he woke?
I don't know.
Woke over Matarese. Jokes. How about we'll that?
See. Let's do our plugs. We have a lot to talk about. It's a big day
big
on
day.
Today's show. Very excited. What are you plugging, Scopes? Not Joe Matarese.
Not
gigs,
Joe Matarese podcast. But June 9th, I'm taping my first album at New York Comedy Club.
That's amazing.
Cool. I need a lot of people to come. It's two shows, I believe 7:30 and 9:30. Come to the show. Have a good time. It's going to be a fun show. My first album, so I'm excited for it. I'm also petrified. So come and hang out.
Love it. Derek Gaines.
Always watch No Need for Apologies. And if you're in the areas of Colorado, Iowa, and Nebraska in the next month and a half, I'll be on the road with Pete Davidson. We're on the next wave of the tour for cool. Southwest and West. And keep watching Blue Bloods on CBS. I'm still on it. Doing
hell yeah. Good for you, man. Zach.
Hey, if you're listening live tonight, I am at Williamsburg Comedy Club with Chris Vega, Chater Reina, Maddie Smith, and Ryan Long and Dave Temple. So come out and should be a really fucking good show.
What a show.
I'm glad Dave moving around. I'm Dave. Dave is making his rounds.
Yeah, Dave's the man. Very funny. This weekend, I will be Detroit, Grand Rapids, and right outside of Milwaukee, Glendale, Wisconsin. So come out to those shows. Just one show per night. The next weekend, I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. Then the tour is going to be going everywhere. I mean, the rest of the year, I'm essentially touring everywhere you could tour. But go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for any of those shows. Point Pleasant, New Jersey coming up. Ontario, California, Los Angeles, Oxnard, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and more. All of those up already on the website. We're
you blessed,
more.
Nigga. You blessed.
I am blessed. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. Make sure you guys use the promo code RAP14, RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. Unlock thousands of hours of podcasts that are not available anywhere else. And you get a bonus episode of this show every Friday that's exclusive for subscribers. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. No Cleveland date, says Buddy C. Buddy. That's not true. Cleveland, I just got the link. It's not on the site yet, but this is the same weekend that I'm in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, I'll be in Cleveland. So that's happening, I think, in July. So look out for those dates as well. Yeah, that's that. Check out the regs. Check out Legion of Skanks. New regs out tonight. In fact, I got a show in Jersey, and I'm going to do the Dojo of Comedy tonight. If you guys are in the area, come out. It's a secret lineup. The lineup is maybe the best lineup in the country tonight.
Okay.
At the Dojo of Comedy in fucking Morris Plains.
I've been invited to go to the dojo. I got to go.
It was cool. I popped in last Saturday night. Just did a quick little guest set on Danny Polishuk's show. And they're super cool there. He was like, dude, we do a workout thing every Wednesday night. It's always a secret lineup. Come down. And they sent me the lineup. The lineup is fucking bonkers. He thought, I can't name it, but if you come tonight to Dojo of Comedy, you're going to see maybe the best comedy show you've seen, period. It's fucking
in an intimate setting.
And with like 60 people in the room. It's fucking really small.
Dope.
Very cool. Let's see. Shannon, what are we up against today? It is May 15th.
Okay, so I have two different things. The first one is, in 1960, the FDA approved the birth control pill.
Birth control pill approved. I bet that first birth control pill fucked women up.
Oh, yeah.
Fucked
them up.
I bet, man. Yeah.
Their ovaries fell out.
Yeah, dude. They
fucked probably like gravel in it.
Yeah, dude.
Back in the day, the men didn't give us bleach. There was no internet to fucking find out what the hell was going on that thing. There's no, well, the men didn't care.
Back in the day, like, women would give themselves like abortions. They would like put bleach in their pussy after. Yeah, like, they would do some crazy shit, doggy, yeah. Right? What were, before you even get into the early side effects of that first, actually, tell me that, Shannon. What were the side effects of the first birth control pill?
So I do know that this is definitely not one currently used today. Let me just see.
Shannon, are you on the birth control pill? No, you don't have sex.
I don't have sex.
So no, you wouldn't do it.
I
but some women
point.
Just do it because their body gets used to it, and then they don't get off it because coming on it, going off it, I think that kind of fucks your
also
system
the
up in different
cycles
ways.
Are different. Yeah, really different.
Yeah.
Like that.
Who knows? Who knows any of it? Some women get an injection
like
in their arm. Some women
like
get a.
Life.
Some girls get birth control early because of the cramps they have in their period. It's so
what's
fucking
up with the woman in the arm? How does that fucking stop?
I have no
That's
idea,
weird.
Dude. I have no idea how any of this shit works. Some people get Nuva rings
That's
put up in their pussies.
Nuva ring, you got the IUDs or the whatever they call it.
Yeah, the one in the arm. That's a weird one for me. How does that stop?
Yeah, you put that one in there for 5 years
then you
or something
hit it.
Like that.
Yeah.
Shannon, what
turn it on and off when you about to fuck, right? I forgot.
Shannon, what were some of the side effects?
Okay, so I lied, by the way. There is a new version of that same drug, Enovid 10, that is still in effect, or people still use it. And it says that women complained of nausea, dizziness, stomach pain, and vomiting.
Okay.
But same thing now, then.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? So they pretty much nailed that on the head back in the day?
Also, the one in the arm, it slowly releases a hormone into your bloodstream that prevents the ovaries from releasing an egg.
How about that?
Basically, it tells your body that you're already pregnant so that it doesn't...
It tricks it out.
Yeah. So that just you're a mean pregnant lady all the time.
Yeah, without the kid.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, birth control fucks with the estrogen a little bit. Mm-hmm. The levels be off.
Shannon, have you ever been on birth control?
I was, yeah. When I was in like one of my first long-term relationships, I was on
and then
for
was
a while.
Shooting in you every time.
That's what the point is.
Yeah. But there was one that I took that gave me headaches, and I asked the doctor, and they were like, stop taking it immediately, because they can give you like strokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Certain.
Better give him a couple strokes. Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
But some of them, like, they make you like lose weight, clear up your skin.
Love
like,
it.
But makes you gain, a lot of it makes you gain weight, too.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you said we're up against something else as well.
Yes. So right? The other one is in 1905, Las Vegas was founded.
Yeah.
How about that? 90 when?
1905. Did I say 85? 05, yeah. That seems late. No, don't it? That's, it was...
No, 1900s, that's around the Wild West time.
Like, L.A. just got really kind of got it developed, and then now they're like, what else can we expand to?
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors. Capsulite is an incredible product that prevents that awful feeling the day after drinking. You take it before and during a night out at the bar, and you wake up the next day feeling like a million bucks.
It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor-formulated, it supports your liver, and it eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol, which is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration. It comes in a fun little portable packet you can take right with you to the bar, the club, or... comedy festival.
Yeah, Skankfest is coming up. You got to get some Capsulite for Skankfest. Don't get left in the cold hanging out in your hotel room all day trying to recover from partying at Skankfest. Grab some Capsulite and get yourself prepared. That's CAPSULYTE.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out and you're going to save 30% off your order today. Once again, that's Capsulite.com. Use that promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we? What was the first like structure in Vegas? It didn't start out as a casino, right?
No, it was. So it says Las Vegas, Spanish for the meadows. Initially, it was to have like a little bit of green space between Seattle or between Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. That was the initial point.
Yeah, dude, Vegas is a good time.
When did the mob come in there?
I think it was much.
I want to know when the good stuff.
He's trying to get back on those Joe Mattery shows. Yeah. He's like, watch this, Joe. I got you. What about the mob?
Yeah, what about the mob?
What about the mafia?
When did Frank get there?
Yeah, dude. Fuck it.
Frank's always there.
Vegas is genuinely one of my favorite places. It's awesome. It's such a fun time. Thinking about bringing my son there.
It's a lot of ugly people in Vegas.
A lot of good-looking people too. It's just a lot.
Just depending on what night.
It's just a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
And it's also you. So when you do Skankfest, we're downtown. That's a different vibe.
Oh yeah,
that is like
wild.
Those people are fucking trash bags.
Pretty wild.
If you
shit.
Go to like a nice
on
like
Fremont,
if you go to the Strip to like nice places,
nice hotel. Yeah,
there's fucking smoking hot chicks in Vegas.
Of course, I'm not saying that they're not there, but on the street.
But Vegas has so much to fucking offer, dude. Like there's so many shows. The restaurants are incredible.
How about that new train they built it?
What's the new train? Oh, they're saying they have like a speed train, right?
Speed train going from Vegas to L.A.
Isn't it one of the number top five places to bring a family?
Is it?
It is? Yeah, because there's so much to do there.
Yeah, because people act like kids aren't going to like it. But my son would have a fucking blast.
There's magician
Vegas.
Shows constantly you can go to.
There's magic shows. I bet you that there's got to be like a dope ass like casino for kids. Where they don't,
It's
almost like a Dave and Buster's, but they get to like play casino games.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Like an arcade.
Yeah, but yeah.
They have that. I think they must.
They have to have that, yeah.
They
yeah.
must.
That the used to be what Circus was for. Because I used to grow up going to Las Vegas as a kid, and Circus was like, your parents drop you off in the arcade there, and you spend a couple hours, but it's really not fun as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Was it a dump then, too?
Yeah. There's not like. All the fun activities in Vegas are for adults or people who can appreciate like what's going on. Like a kid doesn't want to go see fucking Blue Man Group or anything like
really?
That.
And a family
doesn't want to spend a bunch of money to like just have a kid sit there and complain.
I saw Blue Man Group as a kid. I loved it.
I think my son would be enthralled with Blue Man Group.
Because you look like one.
That's kind of funny. You do got Blue Man Group head.
It's also because he blew a man once.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't
That's
make
right,
those
James.
Kind of jokes.
No one's safe.
I don't make those kind of jokes about your lovely son. Fucking foodie motherfucker.
He really is.
Dude, I showed my wife last night him shitting on you for cutting him in the middle of his tater tot review.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy. He's fucking just. I was like, what do you think of tater tots? And he's just fucking just eating each one and going.
Crispy on the outside, peppery in the middle, papa.
Well,
my tongue.
You went after him?
No, he cut him.
Cascades on the tongue.
Yeah, he cut him, and then the next video is James going, yeah, my dad was a jerk and cut me in the middle of my tater tot review.
No, let him do his tater tot review.
Hey, stop being boring, James.
We watched War for the Planet of the Apes last night.
I watched Kingdom.
That's the newest one, right?
No, the newest one's Kingdom, which I'm excited. Shut the fuck up.
I saw it. It was good.
No spoilers, doggy.
Is it good?
I mean, I'm sure in the race line. I can't read the chat for the rest of the fucking show because they're going to give me spoilers, obviously.
So War was the one that was the recent one, and the new one's coming out.
Yeah, 2017 War.
How about that?
I saw that one. I think I saw it in the movies once, and that was it.
Is that the one where the monkey had a coat on?
I think they have coats in all of them.
Like one of them.
Oh no no no! Where he's like a he's a jackass monkey.
Yeah.
They made like a Jar Jar Binks character for no reason. Why do they do that? They got a great franchise. They're like, let's throw a jackass in there. And it's like, oh, I'm just a jackass monkey. You're like, dude, fucking chill.
Yeah.
The monkeys are all like, Caesar's like, oh, we have to fucking.
He had one clown in there.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, yeah. Ooh,
okay.
One that want to start a podcast or go live.
Nerd Zach has to show up for a second.
What? Okay.
There is a theory that Jar Jar Binks is a Sith.
Is a Sith.
Like is a bad guy. Because everything that gets fucked up in those prequels is his fault.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And who's the person that proposes when the Empire takes over?
You're going to have to answer that.
Him.
Okay. He, I mean, I could have. Jar Jar?
Yeah. He's Georgia. He basically, there's a theory that he's like, you know how they have like drunken kung fu?
Yeah.
Where they're like morons, but that's what he is.
Oh, all right. He's like a drunken master.
Yeah, and he's like a drunken master, and he's actually fucking everything up from the inside.
Oh, so that's kind
of
wild.
Planet of the Apes franchise is fucking absolutely dope, though.
Yeah,
they really nailed it.
10, 12 movies, right?
Well, no, forget the old franchise. The relaunch of it.
Was the first one with John Lithgow?
Yeah, and Jane, what's his name?
James Franco.
Yeah.
It was incredible. That movie. Just like the origin story of everything, and then all of the little like Easter eggs, and then because it's not actually a continuation of the old one, right? But they do like little things that are like you'll see like in the first one they show you the spaceship is lost, right? So
the Mark Wahlberg one?
No.
That's a remake of the first one.
Do me a favor, Scopo. Oh. We're only talking about this franchise. What franchise is it?
Listen, the one
James
where
Franco on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's the one they tried to take the bridge, right? Okay. The San Francisco Bridge, whatever. Patrice did a joke about that before he slipped into his coma.
Oh, really?
Jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, what's the joke?
I don't want to butcher it. It was a long bit. It was a bit.
Is it on anything?
It was at Caroline's.
Oh, no.
Murder,
hear it. God, he's the best.
Oh, my God. Like, it is right before.
I have literally only one album on my iTunes, and that's Mr. P.
His last one.
Patrice did a bit about Planet of the Apes at Caroline's one night, and I fell out my chair laughing. It was one of the greatest shows.
That first one did have some connotations that were a little civil rightsy.
Right.
At one point.
Well, no, that was all.
They kind of all do.
He did love orange soda. And when he misbehaved, they turned a fire hose on him. And I don't want to jump to conclusions.
But that's not. No, that was purposefully done. That was the analogies with civil rights and racism. Like that, even in the old ones, that was a very big part of the through line. And it was. Yeah, that was all the social commentary at the time. Yeah. Specifically, it was during the civil rights movement.
And then when you get into the first franchise, the problem was they were interbreeding. They were making human monkey people.
Yeah, dude.
They're making human monkey mutants.
But like, yeah. So like the little girl in the third one, her name is Nova, and apparently that's the name of the girl that doesn't speak in the original Planet of the Apes. So there's like little loose connections.
Nova's in this one too.
On the newest one?
Yeah, the name Nova's in it. Yeah. The name Nova's
Didn't
in it.
I just fucking tell you?
How hard is this name?
Thing is Scopo. The name I see Nova. Why you got canceled. The I name see why Joe don't fuck with you.
Joe honestly might be right.
He might be right. Because Scopo's an asshole. Go Mets.
He's got something right.
I can't wait. I'm going on Sunday night to go see Kingpin.
I'm only saying it because you got the hoodie on.
So this is this new one is 300 years in the future.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, they don't tell you how many years though. They just go.
I think I read that it's many, supposed to be 300
many,
years.
Well, what are we doing here? You guys saying 300 years, and I'm saying it's not.
I read that it was 300 years in the future.
Okay. That thing's wrong then. Whatever you read is wrong.
But Caesar's like just like a deity now, like an idea, like, you know.
So he'd been dead. So now it's...
Caesar dies at the end of the third one.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Just
okay,
me and my son just fucking crying watching Caesar die last night. Oh, it's fucking brutal. I love Caesar.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Caesar's maybe the best fucking character in any movie, dude.
Caesar is home.
Caesar rules. He's just fucking. The whole thing is just so fucking painful the whole time. Like just his plight. You're like, God damn it, dude. They really just fucking beat him down and just fucking turned him into fucking. Killed his wife and his kid.
Struggles. Yeah, pretty wild. Did he tell James Franco in that one? He was like, shut the fuck up. Then he say something like he whispered in his ear. Shut up.
Caesar is home.
Yeah, Caesar is home.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, come home, monkey. Come home now. Caesar is home.
And Franco was like, oh, shit.
It's the first time he heard him speak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wild. Such a good fucking friend. I love it. I really love it.
Yeah, go for y'all, man.
Maybe I'll go see Kingdom this weekend without my son and just lie to him and then tell him it's the first time I'm seeing it. Because I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited to go see this movie. All right, so let's see. Lottery winner sued by his family after reneging on a promise to share $1 billion windfall.
Wow.
Wow. You can sue, you can, is there grounds to sue somebody? Wouldn't they just throw that out immediately?
So there's also, there's a lot around this story. So first, this guy is divorced from like his kid's mom. So first, he was suing his kid's mom for disclosing to his parents that he even won this at all.
Okay.
So he didn't want anybody to know. And then so what he claims is that he never even told his parents that he won. He had her sign an NDA and she went against the NDA. But now his parents are saying that he did say that he won and that he promised them to like buy them a house, buy his dad a bunch of cars to work on, blah, blah, blah. He's saying none of that happened. And now they're suing him for that.
He's a white guy.
They don't ever show. He goes John Doe.
John Doe. Yeah. This is all. Yeah. So there's certain states where they publicly let you know who the lottery winners are, right? And there's certain states that aren't. Do they know in New Jersey?
Let me see.
Because I think about playing the lottery. Every time I go into a fucking gas station, I'm like, dude, I'm going to fucking play the lottery.
I saw a photo of a guy. He collected his lottery, but he had the Scream mask on.
Oh,
he didn't want anyone to know. Yeah. He wanted to know. He won.
Would you if you won the lottery, would you tell everyone?
Derek couldn't hide it.
Yeah, I probably couldn't hide it. Because yeah. You probably come through outfits and cars and jewelry. I start wearing jewelry.
Derek is a walking diamond.
I won the lottery chain spinning.
I'm one of them guys. I start spinning clothes. He starts spinning. Something happened. Derek.
It's like, Derek, why is your face like diamond? What's wrong with you?
Derek has his eyes removed and fucking jewels put in place.
New jewelry. Derek, why does your throat say Powerball?
You can remain anonymous in New Jersey if you win.
You can remain anonymous. I like that. That's it. Maybe I'm going to start playing the lottery. Maybe that's it. Just fucking get out of this comedy game, win the lotto. That's a good plan, right?
That is the most Puerto Rican retirement plan. Yeah,
that's it, dude. I'm just waiting for my numbers.
There's one guy who won the billion. Now he's buying like 13 different houses in L.A. Like, he's going to lose his money.
No, probably not. He's investing in property.
Are
they for him or is he flipping them?
Dude, I don't know what he's doing, but he's buying a $25 million house in
LA. Listen, sitting on $100 million in cash isn't doing anything for you. Tying it all up in real estate is the way to go because now your money is just literally growing while you're not paying taxes on it. Right. That shit's fucking, he's playing the fucking smart game. Right,
I'm an idiot.
You're just Queen's trash.
Yeah,
you're like, this guy's buying houses.
I just see the guy go, what the fuck's this guy doing?
He should be putting it in a fucking
Wait, give it to the guy in the corner. He's going to turn it into more money.
And is he flipping him? I don't know what he's doing. But
he didn't even buy season tickets.
Wait, I'd buy the Mets first off. I wouldn't buy season tickets.
This guy's not even buying box seats. What's wrong with this guy?
He's making a good decision.
This guy's making some good decisions.
Everybody likes land.
Yeah.
His name is Edwin Castro.
Cash is in his name, baby boy.
That's pretty fly.
This is who Scope was talking about. So he bought a $25.5 million mansion in the Hollywood Hills, a $4 million home in Altadena, California.
He's only up $29 million.
How much did he win?
Like a billion.
$2 billion.
I think he's losing it all.
$2 billion.
$2 billion.
Oh, yeah. That's Skittles to what.
How much did he get, though?
Let's see.
That's what Derek would buy, Skittles.
That's a lot of Skittles. That's a lot of goddamn.
Derek, you're a Skittle. What's wrong with you?
Could you, if you filled a swimming pool full of Skittles, do you sink or do you just lay on top of it?
Like Scrooge McDuck in Gold Coins.
Well, I'm just saying, do you think that you would sink into that or do you think you would just lay on top and it would feel solid?
I don't know. We gotta call Mythbusters or somebody.
Yeah, I think you go down a little bit, but I think you can go to the floor.
He's pulling shit out of his ass.
He's pulling shit out of his ass.
It's got to be right.
This white matter is pulling shit out of his ass.
I got to be right.
Joe was right.
You would go down to the floor.
Joe was right.
I think you would sit on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you would literally just.
I think it would be like gravel.
Yes. It would be like gravel. And you would just sit directly on top of it. You would not sink at all. Or you would sink quickly and drown. Like, Skittles being in your fucking lungs.
They pull your body out. Just one. It's just
you're either
going
to just sit on top of it like an asshole or you're going to die very quickly.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Yeah, drowning in Skittles.
Yeah, there's like, those are like, you see like YouTube channels. Like my son watches like all these things. It'll be like, you know, swimming pool filled with, you know, 5 million Orbeez.
Yeah.
And Orbeez are like, what are they, like little like.
They expand with water a little bit, but they're like water beads.
Oh, all right.
They're little beads. And it's like, the guy's like, can you float in 5 million Orbeez? And it's like a dude. and he's just goes and I never watched the video, but I just saw that it had like 50 million views.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should do that with Skittles. I bet we get 50 million views with Skittles.
Yeah,
Skittles.
That's a lot of fucking Skittles.
It's a lot of Skittles.
A little pull up.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of Skittles.
Shannon, did you Google the answer? If you fill a pool with Skittles, would you sink or would you float?
So I will say other people have asked this question before, but I can't seem to settle on
an answer. M&M's, they would start to melt under the heat of your body, and then slowly you would be engulfed
in chocolate.
And chocolate and candy.
Candy crushed little crumbs. Should get up.
This is like red number eight or whatever. Just some fucking... Oh, shit. So yeah, if I won the lottery, I would not tell my sister.
Okay.
That's who I know.
You tell your aunt?
I would tell my aunt Anne-Marie. Yeah. I would give my aunt, I won $2 billion. I'd give my aunt Anne-Marie a cool million. Here, Anna.
Just one.
How much
what does she need?
The fuck do you need more than $1 million for it? It's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. $1 million is fine for anybody.
If I won $2 billion, I would give $1 million to like my MySpace top eight. What do I would consider my MySpace top eight? Not the ones like then, but like my top fucking people would get
about a billion dollars is, right?
So yeah, that's why they'd get $1 million each. That is very generous.
The Legion of Skank Studio would be nice.
That's wildly, it's so wildly generous. Nobody's ever handed
The Legion of Skank Studio would be empty.
No, yeah. You never see me again.
No, you wouldn't do it. You would, I would think.
No, I would. I would because
you would get bored.
If I was so rich where I
didn't care anymore.
I just wouldn't care. Yeah. Like we would go really hard.
Yeah, you think it's hard
buy
now.
An election.
We would go. We would be wild.
Yeah,
yeah. I would buy the Mets and I would shut them down in front of Scopo.
Yeah, burn that goddamn hoodie,
dude. Lewis,
light that hoodie on fire.
It'd be over, dude.
Every time Weekend gets canceled, you just give him $50,000. But hey, Dave, don't worry.
Sorry, guys, I bought Jamaica. Yeah.
I give Joe Matarese a special. Yeah, I do. I buy him.
It has the banner to be a Mets banner in the background.
Guys, check this out. I bought 40,000 Kias. It's immediately lose value the second I buy them. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta, incredible company that's supporting our show for such a long time. They make incredible Delta 8 products that get you super duper high. So if you're over 21 years old, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and now pre-rolls for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, guys, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out, and you'll save 25% off your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Yeah, lottery. You would think about that as a kid. Like, oh my gosh.
I still think about that.
You think about it?
Yeah,
why don't you try to join that show? The reality show on Netflix that they made from the Asian show.
Squid Games.
It's like 5 million, dude.
There's a real thing.
There's a Squid Game reality show. My son watched the whole thing. He loved it, dude. They have like 500 people.
Yeah, but in the real Squid Games, they had the part with the cookie and you had to like, I would lose that. I would get shot.
They had that. All the games and versions
I know,
of all
but
those
I would,
games in the show. And it's super intense.
There's no way I would make it through.
No, because you'd eat the cookie fast.
Yeah.
You'd eat the cookie.
I eat the cookie, but I break it up though. I'm like, what the fuck happened? My fat fingers be like, what's going on? Yeah.
The rules are you already eat the cookie. Fuck.
Bang.
Chrissy, huh?
What happened?
It was graham crackers. That's what we wanted.
Huh?
It's a pretty cool show, though. The way they did it was pretty fucking badass. Yeah, that's like cool. The first episode is them doing the red light, green light with the giant robot. And they don't shoot them. They have like paint, like explosion things. Yeah. So it looks like they're shot. But it's fucking...
They should do paintball. Someone's shooting them from paintball. That would be fun.
The whole game plays out where they force them to like betray each other. They do really, really cool shit. Like in the second episode, they're like, there's two people sitting in a room and a phone rings. And the guy picks it up and is like, you can choose to send the person in front of you home right now, or you could choose to give them the power to send another person home. You're like, what? He hangs up and he's like,
oh. His power's too much for me.
It's fucking really like fucking wild. And then they like, starve them. They give them like really shitty food. And then it's like at one point, like the phone rings and nobody wants to pick up the phone. And then some guy goes, fuck it, I'm going to pick up the phone. And he picks up the phone and is like, you've just won a free cheeseburger. And then they bring in a cheeseburger. And then he's like,
eats it right in front of everybody?
Everybody starts grabbing it, dude. Do they start into animals? Do they start grabbing the fries and the burger. Dude, it's really fucking good. It was great. So you should join that show, Scopo. You can get on it.
You can get on that
show. I'm going to submit to Netflix.
Submit to Netflix. Yeah, yeah. I know my sister wants to submit, too.
That'd be
which
fun.
Would be hilarious.
I'd fucking
smoke my sister. Fucking beat her fucking ass.
You go, fucker, get out of here.
Very cool show.
I'll see you at Levity Live next month.
That'd be fucking it. And then it's like the prize is like $5 million. One person walks out. Everyone else loses. One person walks out with like $5 million.
They are casting right now.
I know they're casting. Shannon, why don't you do it? You'd be perfect on the
show.
Come
on, Shannon.
I don't know if
I'd
be.
Shannon, you could do it. We can get somebody that we know on this show for sure.
Do they do stuff with bugs?
No, it's not like that. To be honest with you, it's the challenge is the person who won it is like an old lady. She's like 60 years old. Like a 60 year old lady. Yeah. The person who won. And it's half like just nerves. It's a little physical, but it's not like you have to be an athlete. The athletes weren't the ones who were succeeding in this.
What were the challenges in the real one? It was red light, green light, the cookie one.
Yeah, the marbles. Marbles. They did all these things. The thing where they walked across the thing and
yes,
it fell.
And then the like. Was it like
it would break.
Okay. Yeah.
It was. It was very cool. That would be badass. Shannon, why don't we try to cast you on this?
They
would love you,
submit.
Shannon. It would change your life. You get new tits.
I'll submit to it.
Runaway Slav sent me just a video of just calcified tits the other day, and it really
calcified titties.
It disturbed me.
Like mummy titties.
I don't think mine are. I feel like they would feel hard. They don't feel hard.
Shannon, don't be an asshole.
Well, like
Shannon, finally I can touch your tits. And
like mummified anatomy titties.
I guess the outside of the tit has like a hard fucking thing.
So they're like stale. They're like.
Can
stale
we see
titties.
Some calcified titties?
They're stale tits. Let's see some.
You're supposed to get your tits taken out every like 10, 15 years. Shannon's
Okay.
Shannon's are like 22 years
so
in.
So you're supposed to.
I mean, you gotta just let them
like
go.
like knee replacement sort of kind.
Yeah,
vote for your titties.
For your titties, Shannon. Gosh. How old are yours now?
22. Yeah, almost 22.
All right, let's see.
I'm trying to find.
Oh wow,
these are calcified tits. 35.
How about that?
These are 35-year-old breast implants.
Oh, so that's worse than me.
That is worse.
Ooh.
You probably make some dinosaurs.
Are you concerned? Do you think about these at all, Shannon?
Sometimes I don't feel any issues, but I don't know what's happening.
You would get them bigger. If you got them out, you would go a size up.
I would go a little bit. Yeah, if I'm going to go into the knife, may as well
make them a little bit, have a little bit more fun.
Yeah, a little more for the boys.
Got to figure this out, dude. We got to get Shannon tits. I got to fuck.
Wait, you guys do doing well.
You already got tits, right?
Yeah, but they're 22 years old.
Oh, 22. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On they top of her.
They probably look like
her tits are literally older than girls that I find attractive.
Yeah, and it's like Amber. Like, that's the shit they found in Jurassic Park. The mosquito inside the Amber. It's the same thing.
Shannon, your tits are too old for me.
They can probably make a dinosaur out of them titties. God damn, Shannon, you Jurassic Park.
These are from the first titties ever.
And she got Jurassic tits.
titties fossilized like a dinosaur egg, and then we take and extract anyway.
titties in the video.
Good for Shan. Shan got 22-year-old.
So the infamous 1990 statutory rapist Joey Buttafuoco resurfaced.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Hey. Let me just say this: I never considered him a. I never. My takeaway from that story wasn't notorious statutory rapist.
Okay.
My takeaway was this
psycho
guy.
Girl.
Yes, yeah, psycho girl. Psycho girl. Shot his wife. Yeah. I never even considered
this is Amy Fisher shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even, because I was so young at the time,
yeah.
I didn't even remember that was a detail in this. How old was Amy Fisher when this went down?
15, 16.
I had no idea. I thought she was just a crazy bitch that he was dating.
Who was the bad bitch that played her in the show?
Was it Alyssa Milano?
Yeah,
I remember.
She was 16.
Like 22-year-old. Shannon Titty age 22 in Milano.
Yeah.
She was 16. He was 35.
Wow.
16 and 35.
I remember that. That was American Scandal right there. That was some good American Scandal.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
And he beat up China, dude. That guy rules.
Yeah.
So
he boxed China. He fucked her
right,
up.
Tony. Yeah. Wow. American stuff.
Did he go to jail?
Was he in jail for a while?
Yes.
He ended up getting arrested for the because
statutory rape.
He got arrested for statutory rape, but he didn't know she was going to shoot his wife.
No,
right?
He didn't go for that. She did.
She went to jail.
Yeah.
Is she still in jail?
No, she's out.
She was stripping a while ago.
I think she was doing some porn stuff.
Is she hot?
I remember she was like a featured dancer at clubs a couple years ago.
I think
ago.
She was doing porn for a little bit.
Yeah, she did.
That'd be sick.
Why did they just fuck now and get a, make a porno about it?
Because she's an old lady now.
Amy Fisher old now? Yeah, she's old now.
People watch that, though.
Mary Jo Buttafuoco, she is. So they got divorced, though, right? After she was shot in the face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but she...
Because the wife lived.
Yeah, what is she like?
She lived. Yeah, that's she right, divorced. She lived.
She had a hole in her face.
Oh. Yeah, yo, American Scandal.
That kind of sucks. You cheated on by a 16-year-old and you got a hole in your face?
Yeah just... Yeah.
That was an old joke my dad's friend Tommy used to say. He goes, damn. He used to go, did you hear Mary Jo Buttafuoco is giving blowjobs on the side now?
Yes! That's
Mary Jo?
That's Mary Jo. Let's see Amy now. That was such a crazy story.
She was
crazy
time. Pretty good looking a couple years
Long
ago.
The Long Island Lolita, that's what they called her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm remembering all of this now. Can How we about see? That? Yeah, let's see Amy Schumer. Amy Fisher now.
I'm trying to find a... Oh, wow, this is both of them, actually. That's funny that came up when you said it.
Oh, wow.
I mean...
Okay. That's all Amy right. Fisher.
So yeah, sorry. Amy Fisher.
Toy still.
All right.
Not bad.
She lives in Long Island.
Oh, she looks mean.
Yeah, she looks like she fucking shoots your fucking wife.
Does she have, is that them? Oh, I thought that was them at the...
Sorry, so Joey Buttafuoco's got a
is
new
Is that Joey?
Chick. Is that Joey? No.
No, this is who she married after
She's
him.
She's got type.
Yeah, looks just like him.
How about that?
Let's see Joey Buttafuoco.
She got some titties, too.
Okay, so I'm
Where'd she get the gun? I don't remember any of these stories.
I just know they happened.
I remember, like, what did she take her parents'
how
gun?
How did they start talking to each other?
Like, I think she just rang the doorbell. And when the wife answered, she shot her in the face.
No. How did Joey and Amy start talking? Start fucking?
Met at the pizza place. Something crazy.
Let's see.
Was he a mechanic or did he own a garage or something like that?
I don't know all the history.
That is what it was. Her father took his car for repairs, and that's where she met Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco standing there in a fucking pair of Zubas.
So Joey Buttafuoco now has a TikTok channel with his new girlfriend.
Let's see.
And I'm going to show you a little clip.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
I was not expecting that at all.
Joey went the other way.
Celeste says, "I'm not me." Is this the lady that says Joey B has a spider tattoo on his forearm?
Yeah.
You mean this spider tattoo?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe she didn't see it. She got to dig a little deeper.
Yeah, I guess so.
He got with a lunch lady.
Oh yeah,
I don't mind it. Good for Joey
Buttafuoco and Buttersworth.
You better than that.
I love to love you.
But yeah, bus driver. He done got himself a high school bus driver. That's very nice. She reminds me like of ladies that used to
shut up back
to serve school. Yeah. Or serve lunch at school. Good for him.
I really
She looked balanced. Yeah.
Looked I thought you were gonna
I thought it was gonna be a hot
young girl.
Chick.
That's what I thought.
I thought it'd be an Amy Fisher.
Nah,
like.
He looking for peace, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna get it with that
peace
one.
With her?
Why not? The fuck
try
does that
shooting
mean?
Damn,
Scopo.
Damn, Scopo. You're telling me.
What does that mean?
You're telling me she's peace with that one.
I don't know. If he's smiling, you see him smiling over there, right?
Come on. You know
don't
he's going to the side.
Don't
you know he's on the side.
Don't go
he's,
Governor's Comedy Club on me right now, you racist piece of fucking shit.
If he's going on the side,
at least if
you're going to
be racist, be funny, motherfucker. That's all I'm asking.
I wasn't saying.
I saw it in your Italian eyes. Shut up. The way you did it. The way you did it.
There's no way he's
Look at you. Look at your hands.
There's
no way.
Hey, how you doing?
Yo, Scopo's a dick. Joe Matarese was right. Fuck you.
So you guys obviously watch Baby Reindeer, right?
Very strange, wild take.
Crazy fucking show.
I know what it's about.
Did you watch the interview with the real life Martha?
She was lying. She was lying her ass off.
Crazy bitch.
She was lying her dick off.
She did not come off well.
She didn't come off well. She was lying.
She goes on Piers Morgan's show and does
and
an
lies.
Interview and she's out of her fucking mind, obviously. But she agreed to do the interview just for the normal fee, like an interview fee. So now she's saying that he took advantage of her, and now she's suing Piers Morgan for $1.25 million.
That's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Not helping her cause.
You don't want to invite that woman into your life. You got to think about this. Like, even like
a vampire.
The guy that like made the show, right? Like, think of it. He just sort of, like, opened the door for her to come back in his life now. Like, the anxiety. Like, I get anxiety thinking about that bitch. Just something about a crazy woman.
She was stalking, too. She was
something about a crazy woman that is just, I don't know what it is. It scares me. Don't crazy women scare you?
Especially with that accent she had. What was it? Irish?
Scottish.
She sent, like, 40,000 emails or something like that? And then she said, no, I only sent him a few?
Yeah.
It was two. And then she kept changing the story.
Yeah, she had those two, three emails.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would love to fucking do an interview like that, but bringing somebody like that into your life is just asking for fucking trouble, dude. Yeah. Fuck that noise. I think about the craziest woman I've ever dated, and I think about, like, I won't even name her name. I won't ever say her name publicly ever.
Like Beetlejuice, you don't do that.
Doggy, because I will not. And what could she really do to me?
Probably some horrible shit.
I don't know, dude. But I won't tempt fate. Yeah. Fuck that. She's probably watching right now. Fucking crazy bitch.
Ugh. Yeah, the first rule with dancing with the devil. Don't.
That's it.
I just thought about an ex.
Craziest ex?
Yeah.
Who's the craziest ex? Obviously, well, obviously.
I won't say her name, but you've met her.
I met her.
Yeah. You probably met her too.
It was when we hung, we used to hang out back in the day, half black chick.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
What half black chick?
That's the prejudice against Joey Buttafuoco.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
Why did you should have opened with that?
I don't want to be like, I used to date a black girl.
Yeah. Well, she was half black, so we dated half of her.
Yeah.
And
what was the craziest shit she ever did?
Phones constantly. I didn't know she had all my passwords.
She didn't know.
She would just log into my fucking things and just look at shit.
And you were being a scumbag.
I might have been.
These bitches have our passwords. If we're not doing nothing, it means nothing. What it does is it gives them peace of mind.
But you know what?
Ultimately,
though?
They go, "Oh, he's faithful." But we're never faithful.
I was good for a while, and then after a while, I was like, "She's so crazy. Might as well try it."
You know, if anything, it's her fault.
Yeah, she drove me that way.
You're so crazy. Zach. I gotta go fuck around.
Yeah,
but it really is. We act like these bitches are crazy, but we're cheating on them, and then they act accordingly, and then
wow. Isn't that something?
This is the first breakup that I've ever gone through where I've felt like I wasn't the asshole. You know what I'm saying? Not that she was the asshole either. Like, it was genuinely like incompatibility that we kept on coming to a head and kept on bumping heads on things because we have major like fundamental issues with like compatibility and what we're looking for in life, right? But this was the first time I was going through a breakup where I didn't feel like extreme guilt. Like, I did something wrong. I got caught doing something. I'm fucking kind of begging for forgiveness. It's nothing like that. This was like a genuine, like, oh, it's not going to work. This really, really fucking sucks.
Don't you like those?
I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel, in a weird way, I like it better when I was the asshole. You start to justify it in a way. You start to go like, oh, well, fucking, it's never going to work. It blew up in a way where I cheated or I did something wrong and it was irreparable. This didn't feel like there was this big irreparable event. It was us going like, oh, it's genuinely not going to work.
It's just a reality.
Just the reality of fucking life. But usually, every time I've gone through a breakup, it's literally been being like, oh, this bitch is out of her fucking mind. But when I reflect on it, I go, no, I was cheating. And I turned a completely sane, normal woman. And at the end of it, she's like a fucking Tasmanian devil just being a lunatic. And years of therapy, I will reflect and say, that was my doing.
I had a couple apartments show up. Out of the blue, at two in the morning. Let me look at your apartment. And I had nothing going on there either. She just showed up. Let me see your apartment.
To make sure nobody was in there?
Yeah.
Dougie, I used to keep pictures of street corners in my phone, like that I would know that.
That's.
Because she'd be like, yo, send me a picture. Not this girl, but send me a picture where you really are. I was like, I'm telling you, I'm right here. I'm right by my job. And then I would send her an old picture of a street corner. I'm telling you right now, some shady shit.
I was dating a girl.
I had a bitch send me a photo recently, just being like of herself, and you know that program Facetune.
Yeah.
That Shannon, you know, all the women know. There's this program called Facetune, and it makes girls like it makes them look pretty. It just makes them a little more symmetrical.
Oh, yeah.
It gives them little highlights.
It makes them liars.
Cheekbones go up.
They're liars, right? Yeah. These bitches. These bitches don't realize when they save the Facetune pictures, it marks them as Facetune. So it's like the file name. It says Facetune.
Oh, the watermark.
Yeah. So I know you're Facetuning, you fucking ugly bitch. Please. Anyway, the point I'm making is that women are liars.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Jimmy, would you share your, like, on iPhone, you could share where you are? I would never do that. Not because I'm, like, cheating. If I'm lying for, like, hey, I'm 10 minutes away, but I'm only 25 minutes away.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to fucking, I want to be like, oh, I don't want that fight.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I liked being in a relationship where I wasn't lying. And I wasn't, like,
That's not a lie, though.
My air tags were in her phone, so she, like, knew where I was, like, that didn't matter to me, though, because I wasn't being a scumbag. You know, really, all that shit only mattered when I was being a scumbag.
Yeah.
When you're being a fucking scumbag, and the reality is you have to be reflective of that. Even the craziest bitch that I dated, the one that I'm talking about that I'm afraid of, I did her dirty. I definitely, I mean, I fucking treated that girl like shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cheated on her. I treated her like shit. We had a toxic, shitty relationship. It's not like she's just a psycho. Like, no. I was a piece of shit and she was a psycho. And that combination
it's like the perfect storm.
Life ending, maybe. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, these bitches will fucking try to destroy you.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. See that, man? That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
My girl trusts me. I just, you know, I try to be as good as I can.
Just be a good guy.
Because it's better for your conscience.
It's better for your conscience. It's better for your psyche. It's better for your...
It is. Even though the bitch might be bad.
Yeah.
It's better for your
conscience. Yeah.
She could be bad.
So, let's see. This happened in Peru. Like trans people...
Uh-oh.
...are officially classified as mentally ill.
In Peru. You know how good the food is in Peru? Peruvian food is so goddamn good.
It's good.
Yeah, man. I kind of might just have to go with them for that, just because the chicken and the rice and beans is off the chain.
I mean, are we allowed to say? Like, yeah, obviously, they're a little mentally ill.
They're not there.
They're wacky.
You see them clips of the moms confronting all the dudes that be in the girls' bathroom?
Yeah.
Pretty wild shit, man.
I'm not even saying you're a bad person for it. You can be a wackadoodle and be a good person.
Be a wackadoodle.
It's gender dysphoria.
Be a fucking wack. Let's call a spade a spade here. You know, these are wackadoodles, and they should be treated as such. You should be like, all right, you're a little wacky. I'm a little wacky.
Everybody's a little wacky.
I'm a little wacky. We're calling Joe Matarese crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's more wacky, though, the trans people or the ones that are violently or defending them? Like, really, like, no, these are women.
It's a very strange...
It's a very wacky road to walk down.
It's a crazy time. We live in this time where the longest time, this has never been a thing, right? It was like, one out of 1,000 people think that they're a different gender, right? So it's not really a major mainstream issue to even be discussing. It's sort of like, you just see back... I started coming to New York City in 2001 to go to school, Brewer College, and there were... 3 transgendered people on the island of Manhattan when I started coming to school here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was like, they all looked like the dude from that Porno for Pyros video. You know, been caught stealing once when I was 5. You should play that video. And it's just a dude in a dress, and he's fucking stealing shit and putting it into his dress.
I'm pretty sure that's Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction. Same fucking lead singer. Perry Farrell's Jane's Addiction.
Okay.
But they look like that, and there was nothing sexual. There's not like now you see trannies, and you're like, God damn, dude! Like the one that Ian was banging, like that bitch is just
she's just
pretty.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? Trannies.
What a world we live in. Like Derek, Derek is black. Maybe the blackest person I know.
Yeah,
Derek will even say she kind of looks like a woman. He'll go that far.
I'll go as far as like, damn, the doctors did good on that shit.
Yeah.
That procedure went very well.
That is progress.
That procedure went very well.
10 years ago, Derek would have shot a trans just by being in the same room. Do you see this is progress? How do we not accept the progress?
When I first met Bailey J, I go, she smells like a woman.
She smelled beautiful. Her hands were dainty.
Perfect.
Yeah, she didn't smell very nice.
I remember saying that to myself. I go, she smells
like a woman. But shout out to the trans people because I can still tell, though.
Nah, dude, there's some you can't tell.
I can still tell.
It is. I think
you got the trans are.
I got it. I just know. Like if somebody looks strangely weird, like pretty, like they pretty, but
can we pull up a bunch of? Let's see, Derek can tell. I want to know if you can tell a bunch of like, let's do women and then trans women.
Yeah, right. This was every. You get off the fucking train or get off the bus on 42nd Street, and there would be this guy just walking back and forth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, that's crazy. And that was my only exposure to trans people.
And it was fine.
And you're like, he was a crazy dude.
Okay. And in defense, though, I think the acceptance now is sort of an overcorrection because of the way. Trans people were persecuted. So, like, the whole thing with Stonewall, like, the big...
Talk shit. I'm listening.
It used to be illegal to dress as the other gender to the point where cops were allowed to do a genital check.
Wow.
So they would raid gay... When they were trying to get rid of all the gay bars and transsexual bars, they would raid it. And if you were a dude dressed as a chick, they were legally allowed to check if you had a dick.
Yeah. Do you know when they swear in a new pope, they check if he has a dick?
Okay.
There's a seat that he specifically sits on. I swear to God.
Is this serious?
I swear to God. This is the story. Back in like a couple hundred years ago, They had a female pope for like a week.
Oh, what?
They said she was a dude. She was a dude, and she came in, and they said never again are they going to
make a movie about this
I bet they do have a movie.
Why
about
don't
it.
They do that? Yeah, yeah.
See if there's a movie or a documentary about this. But then
that
they,
says more about Italian women than trans people.
She had a bulbous clit.
Yeah.
But no, they sit him on a special chair that has a hole in the bottom. And then the bishops or the other pair or whatever it is, like the people that are in charge, they lift up his fucking skirt and check his balls.
Wow.
And make sure that it's a dude. This might also be rumored. My tour guide told us this story, and he'd said it was like
when
I went to Rome.
Oh, wow.
All the bishops know.
One of the coolest things ever. If you want to bring your girl to a fucking great place.
Vatican. You've been to Vatican?
Vatican was incredible.
Phenomenal.
The coolest thing I've experienced. Yeah.
I went there with my parents. One of the best. I thought it would be terrible with my parents. It was the best.
4-hour tour. Me and my son wanted more. Yes. We were like, it could be an 8-hour tour. It was incredible.
There's so much shit.
So it's so the biggest art museum in the world. And I don't give a fuck about art like that. But if you get a really good tour guide.
And they explain to you.
Doggy, my tour guide was the shit. He was just a funny guy. Like, he just knew every story. They sort of brought to life like the timeline of Jesus and what Jesus meant to Rome and the Catholic Church. All this shit that you like grow up with and all these stories, it sort of like put it all into perspective. Very, very cool
experience.
My guy
knew like everything about every pope too.
Yeah.
So he would see something from like a pope and he would tell you about this guy, that guy. And it was like, wow, this guy was on point.
It was really cool. And the pope does the Sunday mass every Sunday in front of thousands of people. Like literally it's the actual fucking pope.
So
it's pretty cool.
Back to this Pope Bowles. Like
Pope Paul.
Like, so the bishop
Pope Paul's the turd.
Yeah, all the bishops know if the guy's like fucking hung or not. So if you got a small dick pope, everyone's like, this fucking we gonna really listen to this guy?
Yeah. That's what the hats are to make up for it.
I guess
the hats are compensate.
Yeah.
Maybe
they're compensating.
Maybe the bigger the hat, the bigger the dick.
Am I right about this Pope story?
Yeah, so it does say that there is a claim that they refer to her as Pope Joan.
Pope Joan.
Yeah, and that she ended up giving birth on the street and then was stoned to death afterwards.
Damn.
And then as a consequence of this whole thing, they were required to undergo a procedure wherein they sat on a special chair with a hole in the seat and a cardinal would have the task of
and
putting his
hand.
Balls.
Come under and pluck it. Pluck your shit.
He's good. He's good. He went,
my stomach.
They pull it down and see how long it gets.
No, but it's popes are old as fuck, dude. They got big old hairy hanging fucking balls.
Long balls.
Yeah.
Low balls. Put your dick in a bowl.
How
sure
long was she pope for, do they say?
A week,
you
right?
Said, no, they said they gave birth, though. What the hell was that?
Hold on one second. Maybe
did she, pope was Joan. She fucking as the pope, too?
I don't know.
It says after 2 or 5 years of her reign is when she became pregnant.
Oh, really?
Ooh, shit. So she was fucking too?
She was a young pope, too. That means she can get pregnant.
It does say that some people argue that it's a fictitious story, so
was
I guess people
black?
Don't know for sure.
That would have been even better.
Oh, my God.
But they do check the pope's genitals. That's real.
That's pretty wild.
That's for you. Show the chair. It looks like almost like a toilet seat.
The pope's genital chair.
I specifically saw
so
the
gotta
chair.
You got to go under the chair.
You got to go under and smack
that's
balls.
The guy they got to look at. Yeah. The guy that lives under the chair.
This guy's like a fucking new pope, baby.
Yeah, but
new
like the Vatican, like every, like there's, every room is something different. Like there's one room where it'll just be like handmade carpets and just the designs are like crazy. You start to realize like at the time, like how do they even create the art that they were creating? They were so fucking ahead of their time.
The length of the Vatican vault is massive. It's like the biggest vault in the world.
Yeah.
It's so much shit down there.
There it is.
Yeah, imagine if they pay taxes
chair.
On all this shit.
Dick and balls chair. That do look like a toilet.
I like how there's a chair and just not have the Pope just flash you. Like, just lift your
Pope,
fucking
see
thing.
Your dick, too?
Just lift the edge. Lift it up.
They like their ceremony.
Yeah.
They have a little pomp of
ceremony. Yeah. It's another thing the guy's got to go through.
The Pope, you really can't be fucking like that, right? So
I don't know, because I know Catholic priests
can't
fuck.
Not, I mean,
but if you're the Pope,
I think
you also make all the rules. If I'm the Pope, I'm like, not only can I fuck, I have to get my dick sucked every day by a hot nun.
But I think you're a priest, though. I think you're still a priest.
Can
so
the Pope
technically,
fuck
you can't.
So you got to take that vow because you got to be focused.
Yeah, it says he has to remain celibate to focus entirely on their beliefs and
task
at hand.
Can you jack off as a priest?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I think you just get pinned up. Like you probably have wet dreams. Dude. That's the only thing you can have.
I don't think you do anything.
If I didn't jerk off or have sex, I would also believe
in
God. There's God's everywhere.
In my neighborhood, one of the priests.
The devil's coming.
One of the priests got he got in trouble because he was banging someone in the neighborhood. a mom in the neighborhood.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That was that's the best.
Second season of Sopranos.
Yeah. No, 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 no. My, this might have came.
That's the Zach that I know. That's the fucking.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Sopranos might have. His memories are no, Sopranos. It's just Sopranos.
It's just Sopranos might have stole this from the thing. It's Monsignor. Go look it up. Monsignor Savillo, A Lady of Hope Church. Google it. Google it.
Hey. Yeah, no, he finished the nope. Like vodka parm James that was in the nope. fridge.
Nope, go.
And the husband got mad.
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, then my therapist was sexually assaulted.
Yeah, yeah, then a guy from Popeyes raped my therapist.
My therapist had to go to hiding, too, at one point. That was true.
Scopo's just...
Then Scopo yeah. tied a cement block around his neck and jumped in the pool. Then he started dating a hot Spanish chick.
He's just running Sopranos episodes.
Look it up. Look it up, though. But Senior Sevilla.
Scopo.
Senior Sevilla, please.
Second season of Sopranos. That's so funny. That was great. God damn it.
So this is... it's interesting. So Dan Schneider, one of the things that we...
Oh, no, the Nickelodeon guy.
One of the points we made was, like, technically, after watching that documentary, they didn't really have much on him. Like, he was kind of a dick, right?
He was a little creepy. A lot of things in girls'
no
faces.
Hard evidence, though.
But no hard evidence. And here's the thing.
Chubby evidence.
Him being a little creepy.
Well, speaking of, wait for this story.
So, check this out. Like, the shit with, like, the on the face or the feet thing, I think you have... And I'm not even just being provocative by saying this. I think that you have hundreds of hours of content. And if you're looking for the times that girls' feet are on camera, you're going to probably find it, right? You're going to, and I think that most of the time when you see those things, I think that because we're also in a different time now, like we now in 2024, guys are like, oh, feet, right? 20 years ago, people weren't really like that. People weren't like, yo, feet. Like, that wasn't
a
thing.
Dan Schneider was, but...
Maybe, but I don't know.
He was ahead of his time.
I feel like a lot of that was you're picking these scenes out and going like, look, there's a fucking liquid being shot on this girl's face. It wasn't like, that was one specific scene out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. He's not the only writer. There's parents, there's standards and practices. There's a team of writers. They're writing at a time in the 90s. Things were a little more sexualized. Things were just, we were all just, everything was a little more sexual. If you go back and watch any of our movies from our childhood, any of the TV shows, there was a lot of that. So I sort of defended Dan Schneider just in that where I said, I didn't consider anything that I saw in that documentary as like super damning. I was just kind of going like, oh no, he seems like he's a dick. He's a high standard. It was a time when it was a white male dominated industry where it was like, they were kind of being shitty to chicks. They were saying women weren't funny. Those were things that were just happening in writers' rooms throughout the 90s. That wasn't specifically unique to him. Making sexual jokes to other writers. That wasn't crazy. We do that. I do that to Shannon every fucking day. We make off color jokes, right? But there's a new story that came out. There's the one chick named Lori Beth Denberg.
The big girl. Yeah.
The big girl. And she said she has now accused Dan Schneider of sexual misconduct.
Oh, shit.
Wait, this is the old fat girl?
The fat one.
Her.
Yeah.
I mean.
She's accusing him of sexual misconduct.
I mean, Lori.
I mean, first of all, I say you're fat, it adds 5 years to your age. Yeah. Let me just put that, I'm going to throw that out there. So before we even find out any details about what happened.
But I mean, how many?
Add 5 years, she's fat.
So she's 14, she's 19, it's legal.
She's 19.
No. Legal. She's legal.
No, other... You're right, the second age.
She was 19 when it happened.
She was 19.
So
she was illegal.
She was a whopping 24.
24.
So
whopping is correct.
Whopper. She was a whopper 24.
How I describe Joe Matarese's comedy, whopping.
She was a number 24. Go ahead.
Shannon, what were the details here? Because 19 years old, you're an adult. You know, at that point, I'm not... Yes, there is a position of power. He's a right... But,
not saying the guy's a scumbag, but he's not... It's not illegal.
It's not illegal, and it's just I also don't subscribe to the whole power dynamic bullshit.
And her,
because if you start to try to quantify power, like what does that mean? She's the star of a show, right? So is she not powerful? Like he's the head writer. It's like.
But how many? I mean, really gonna go after her though?
Well, look, so Shannon, give me more details about it.
Okay, so it says that she said that Dan invited her. That Dan invited her over to a meeting and showed her porn clips, including one scene where a woman performed oral sex on a donkey. And then after that, she said the relationship turned sexual. She began having sleepovers at his house where they would give each other massages and watch porn. And then she claims that Schneider once fondled and put his mouth on her breast after she lost a bet while watching Jeopardy together.
But how is any of this misconduct? It seems like they were hooking up.
So she said, I couldn't have been more green. I couldn't have been more vulnerable. She said their relationship with him was weird, abusive. Also that she said that he would yell at her and force her to hide a gun in her skirt on different occasions.
This is just like, look.
This is someone who's not famous and want to get some fame back.
I mean, this is just kind of like, you have...
Am I wrong?
Yes, it is weird to if it's a 35-year-old man to fuck a 19-year-old girl, right?
Also have a girl over their place.
Yeah, like if I was having a 19-year-old girl over my place, my friends... should step up and go like, hey, dude, you're getting a little
close.
Does she
have any friends? Oh, sorry. Yes, that's wrong.
I mean, wrong is a weird way to put it. Like, if I randomly hooked up with a 19-year-old girl, I wouldn't say, oh, is that wrong? As I've gotten older, I'm 42 years old now. I just look at it as like, if I was regularly having a young girl over, it would be weird. But it's not illegal. It's not crossing any sort of line that I think somebody should be fucking canceled for. I think that he's also... I think that Dan Schneider likely is a big, dumb kid.
I think he's got some arrested development, maybe a little bit of the tism, and that's why he can write these kid shows.
Is this girl looking for attention now? Tism. You think maybe he's looking for attention? She's not in the limelight anymore.
Maybe.
All this stuff's coming out. She's like, oh, I can do this too.
Possibly. Well, it has shades of the whole Me Too movement where these 19, 20, 21-year-old girls would talk. They came out with Aziz, remember? There was a girl, she was like 21. She went on a date with him. They hooked up. It wasn't a good hookup. And then they wrote a fucking article about it. And you're like, so what, you...
Wait, he went down on you? And you liked it? That was Aziz thing. He went down on her.
Oh, that's right.
Down on her, and then he wanted a blowjob after.
Something like that. Yeah, it was all fucking retarded. And those stories started coming out more and more. A lot of the D'Elia shit that came out was like 21-year-old girls being like, oh, you know, he had me meet me in a hotel lobby and there was another girl there and he picked which one he wanted. He was like, okay, real ass dude move. Is it a little creepy? Is it a little bit fucking like, I'm just saying, like, you have your own personal responsibility. Your fucking parents didn't raise you right. Why are you showing up at a hotel room to meet Chris D'Elia when you're 20 years old? Why are you fucking showing up at a guy's hotel room when you're 19 years old, an adult? There is personal responsibility there. We do let people at the age of 18 vote, right? We do let them join the military. We do let them become police officers and shoot people, right? So can you fuck? You could decide to fuck somebody at 18 or 19 as well. I will say, though, if you're a fucking adult man and you like 18-year-old girls, you are more than likely a pedophile.
Weird
and you're just trying to dance on the line.
Rant, good.
You know what?
Good rant.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen.
You had a little soapbox in there for a second. Luis Gomez with the soapbox.
Thank you, Rattlesnake. Praise him.
How about that? Get some church fans in this motherfucker. Good for you. Yeah, so is that all the details that they hooked up?
Yeah, so this is all, it doesn't say she's suing him or anything, it just says that this is from an interview that she did with Business Insider.
So she didn't bring this up, somebody just brought it up.
She was interviewed, but I have to pay to read the article, so I didn't.
Did this come out after all the allegations?
It's just right now.
This is just now, yeah.
Oh yeah, I think yeah.
You know who doesn't have shit to say? Keenan.
Yeah,
Keenan is fucking locked and fucking shut about all this shit. He's got too much.
No, all of the famous ones love Dan Schneider. All the ones that are rich, that have careers now, they're like, that guy ruled.
He was fantastic writer. Honestly, fantastic
it's literally
writer.
The people that complain about it are the people like that have nothing going on. All the people that are in the documentary, it's like you haven't seen them do anything, and they're like,
haven't seen them do anything.
Dude, fucking
Keenan is out here thriving.
Yeah,
bro.
Maybe your talent wasn't good enough.
Yeah, dude, like literally all those bitches that were like that were made into stars, none of them have anything bad to say. Jeanette McCurdy has alluded that she didn't like Dan Schneider, but she alluded was that he was controlling. And I just feel like in the 90s, I think you'd be hard pressed to find a producer or head writer of any television show in the fucking 90s that wasn't a controlling dick.
Roseanne.
That is the name of the fucking...
Roseanne was horribly abusive to her staff.
Well, the same thing with Ellen DeGeneres. She's from that generation, right? So people talk about Ellen, and I don't think Ellen was really horrible to people. I think Ellen was doing what people fucking did to create shit throughout their 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. You get on set, and you get into your fucking thing, you're a little power hungry, you turn into a dick. I think being a dick...
is Hollywood.
Boo fucking who? You're just kind of a...
That's how you get in that position in the first place, especially as a chick.
But you have to be cutthroat. You have to be a dick sometimes. And I think we have this generation of people that are going like, and I watch it happen with my son, right? He had a substitute teacher that was kind of a bitch, right? She was kind of a crabby old lady, right? And she would regularly sub. She was, one kid cried in the class because she wouldn't let him not read. The kid was trying to read, right? And she was like, no, read the passage. And he didn't want to. He was getting embarrassed because he was having trouble. So she wouldn't let him sit down. These parents got this bitch fired. The parents all got together. They're like, nah, sorry, this bitch is done. And I'm going like, I was like.
This kid can't even read.
Well, no, I'm just going like.
Today, Junior.
Thank you.
No,
you got it. Thank you.
You know, when I had to do that, if you couldn't read, the kids would just start teasing the shit out of you.
Of course, yeah.
Somebody can't read a goddamn paragraph. Yeah. What's wrong with this motherfucker?
Well, but here's the thing.
At Derrick School, they made fun of you because you could read.
If they,
well, you smarty art, huh?
The kid,
proper dude. That's what he used to call me.
I just feel like the kids.
They used to call me, oh, here come proper dude. Because I was very eloquent. My mom made
that's better than a few hundred years ago. It would have been proper tea.
Proper dude. That's what. Look at this motherfucker reading all proper.
Hold on, that was a great joke. Proper T is fucking.
Oh, you fucking it was ass. I didn't even get it.
I know.
That's
you had
amazing.
To take a moment. I had to take a moment.
Proper T, you bitch ass. Oh, Zach. See, Zach, funny man.
Funny I was going from experience. I was. My eyes were hurting me.
What were we just talking about? I got distracted. I'm sorry. The joke was too funny.
Fat chick's teacher. But like Dan Schneider, if you're producing hit after hit as a hit, and someone comes in, like, I want to do this way, you're like, no, I'm doing it my way. Like,
yeah, they're just.
I know what I'm doing here.
I think that.
I've got the magic.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
These are. Is at a time when people were just kind of shitty to everybody. Like, kids and women and fucking brown people. Like, yeah, dude, fucking. It's been a rough ride.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rough ride.
It's been a rough ride.
It's been
you
a
know?
Rough
you gotta
ride.
Fucking...
You think Lucille Ball put up with shit?
Yeah.
You no, think Desi's fucking everybody?
Desi was fucking... they would have actors come in day one, and he would just fuck them in the next room. He had a room on set to fuck girls. Yeah, that's how. And she's the star of the show, too.
Real ass dude, Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
Love wow. It. See that?
All right, look. We're wrapping this up. This has been great.
Fun
always
one.
A fun time.
Always
a fun time with the
talk.
Boys. Chris Scopo, Derek Gaines, support them in everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube and everywhere, go subscribe to Gas Digital and get that bonus episode that we do every week. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.